This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google faced some tough questions at a Senate hearing Wednesday for alleged anti-conservative bias in the company's social media platforms. Twitter's Jack Dorsey, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, and Google's Sundar Pichai testified to the Senate Science, Commerce, and Transportation Committee virtually over their restrictions on certain content on their platforms. The testimony led to a heated exchange between Dorsey and Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
So you're testifying to this committee right now that Twitter, when it silences people, when it censors people, when it blocks political speech, that has no impact on elections?
People have choice of other communication channels with which...
Not if they don't hear information. If you don't think you have the power to influence elections, why do you block anything?
The Trump administration, seizing on unfounded accusations of bias against conservative views, has asked Congress to strip some of the protections that have generally shielded the tech companies from legal responsibility for what people post on their platforms. Americans are voting early for next Tuesday's presidential election in unprecedented numbers, a product of strong feelings for or against the two main candidates and the desire to avoid large crowds at Election Day polling stations amid the coronavirus pandemic. More than 71 million people have already voted 6 days ahead of the official Election Day, totaling more than half of the 2016 overall vote count. President Trump, former Vice President Biden, and their respective running mates are continuing to make their closing arguments to voters. Biden voted early in Delaware and then received a virtual briefing from public health experts. In a speech, the former vice president said that he would not be able to solve the coronavirus pandemic by, in his words, flipping a switch. This is VOA News. Germany will impose an emergency month-long lockdown that includes the closure of restaurants, gyms, and theaters to reverse a spike in coronavirus cases that risks overwhelming hospitals. Chancellor Angela Merkel said Wednesday that effective November 2nd, private gatherings will be limited to 10 people from a maximum of two households. Restaurants, bars, theaters, cinemas, pools, and gyms will be shut, and concerts will be canceled. Merkel said the goal was to limit the economic impact of the measures to a bare minimum and to keep schools and daycare centers open. Germany was widely praised for keeping infection and death rates low below those of many of its neighbors in the first phase of the crisis, but it is now in the midst of a second wave of infections. The World Health Organization says countries globally reported more than 2 million confirmed coronavirus cases last week. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The alarming weekly figure is the shortest time ever for such an exponential increase since the pandemic began. The UN Health Agency says deaths were also on the rise in Europe, with about a 35% spike since the previous week. The agency also notes that hospitalizations and intensive care unit occupancy due to COVID-19 has increased in 21 countries, estimating about 18% of patients were hospitalized, with about 7% needing ICU support or breathing machines. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Workers across Poland went on strike Wednesday, and marches continued around the country to protest a top court's ruling that bans abortions in cases of congenitally damaged fetuses. The Constitutional Court ruling last Thursday closed one of the last remaining legal options for abortion in the country, leaving only cases of rape and incest. It has prompted a week of daily protests across the traditionally Catholic nation. Residents along the Louisiana coast are bracing for the landfall of Hurricane Zeta, a Category 2 storm which is expected to come ashore later Wednesday. In an AP interview, National Hurricane Center senior specialist Dan Brown says that Zeta is expected to have life-threatening storm surges.
There is a storm surge warning in effect for the life-threatening storm surge. Also, with the winds, there is likely to be wind damage and a lot of power outages.
Zeta had been predicted to hit as a relatively weak Category 1 hurricane, but Louisiana residents awoke to updated forecasts predicting a Category 2 storm with top winds of 160 kilometers per hour. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.